This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Federal health officials have chosen Colorado to participate in a logistics test for COVID-19 vaccination distribution. The CDC is running the test in 10 jurisdictions, including Colorado. State emergency officials say they are prepared to receive and distribute a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as it's available. During the test, public health officials will practice distributing a mock vaccine shipment. Some public health experts warn that getting a COVID-19 test ahead of the holiday won't prevent someone from spreading the virus, even if the test is negative. Alan Rudolph is vice president of research at Colorado State University.
A negative test is a good thing, but it's not a sure, safe reporting of your result, either because you may not have had enough time for your body to replicate it so it presents itself in the sample that was taken, or it could have been a false negative.
Rudolph says even people who have tested negative should still wear masks and limit contact to those in their household. A one-time stimulus payment will arrive for some Coloradans next week. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
About 430,000 people are set to receive one-time payments of $375 each next week. The money will automatically go to people who have received unemployment benefits during the pandemic, although it will exclude a smaller set of people who have higher incomes. Governor Jared Polis ordered the stimulus payments, which will cost roughly $160 million. Most of the money will come from unspent Medicaid funds. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.